welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal, Sean Orford. I haven't seen you in a while, Sean. How are you doing?
No, I'm very, 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 very good.
Oh, very good. Very extra good. Yeah. Usually it's just very, very, very. Three verys, that was four.
It's very, 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 very good. Yeah, I haven't been around the world. A couple of weeks in Italy, then a week in Qatar, and then...
You're actually back now. We pretended you were back in the last
we
episode.
We did, yeah.
For
we did a pretend.
Reasons, but yeah, yeah. Yeah. But you're back. Yeah. You're back now, and I'm back from my holiday. Mm. We'll talk about that shortly.
Yeah.
We're recording this one straight into my laptop. There's no external microphone because we're at my house instead of the office today, or in the shed.
Yep. So it should be good. It looks good on the screen.
You know what? Those levels look actually more healthy than
the normal
from your Blue Yeti 80 quid jobby. But let's see what people think. If you like the sound of this,
yeah,
let us know.
People have said to me that they hate it when we do the ones by Skype.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a while.
The sound just isn't good enough.
We went through a phase, didn't we?
But we need to do some work on that. So if we're distant, we can get the sound right.
Yeah, because we do like to be
a bit further away from each other. Yeah. You're not kidding.
We're talking about vulnerability today and kind of online vulnerability, but we'll branch out, I'm sure. So we'll come on to that shortly. Liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. Take a look for all the show notes and links. I need to redesign that website. It's been the same for a while. It needs a bit of a refresh.
Yeah, we need a general revamp. I was looking at my sites the other day. I need to...
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yep.
Okay, I'll send you a quote.
Yeah.
Take a look, and if you sign up for the email list, we will send you weekly emails with alerts to this show.
Yep.
You'll get a discount code for the book. You'll get free meditation files, so we can really infiltrate your mind in ways which you can't even yet contemplate.
That's the point.
And that's what we're going to be talking about later on today. But yeah, how was your? So you had a good few weeks, Sean.
Yeah, it was good. Good. The main thing that I am experiencing at the moment is I'm cold.
Do you want me to put the heating on?
No. It's okay.
It's September. I don't put the heating on until October. That's
at Christmas.
Point.
Yeah. It was in the 30s in Italy, and then it was in the 40s in Qatar, like 48. And I actually felt the cold when I came back here, and I feel cold today.
Yeah, you look it. Yeah. Crossed arms. What's this body language?
Jumper on. You know. And it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, because going back to Qatar, and I haven't been there properly since last December, and I was thinking, getting back to that heat again. And actually, I found it quite comforting. You know, the heat, when it's that hot, it kind of gets in your bones. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like when a house is properly heated, the bricks get warm, don't they?
Yeah.
And it kind of has its own kind of warmth.
Maybe that's what it was. My bricks got warm.
Your bricks got warm.
And they're getting cold over here. So what was your summer like?
Brilliant. Yeah, textbook. You know, any Instagram followers of mine, it would just same as last year, same as the year before. two and a half weeks in a caravan with no electricity.
Yeah.
In Northumberland. And every now and again it got above 20 degrees, which was nice.
Yeah.
That's fine for us, man, and it was perfect.
And you didn't read any emails?
No, I didn't check my emails once. So usually when I go away for a couple of weeks, I'll go find a cafe halfway through the week and just have a little refresh, see what I'm missing.
Mm.
But this time I made a point, you know.
You went off-grid?
I went off-grid completely, and my autoresponder did say, you know, I'm away, but if it's a digital emergency, send me a text, and I'll get on it. And I had one text. It wasn't really emergency, but it helped someone out, and it was a quick little job.
Yep.
And I didn't have to check my emails to do it, because I said send it to my personal email, which I can get on my phone.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to log in, because my worry was that if I respond to one request and I have to go and check my work email, I see the hundreds of others that are sitting there, and you know, I won't be able to not look at them. You know, and, I'll just do that. I'll just do this, and it will be playing on my mind the next day.
Yeah,
and it worked a treat, and I got back and I refreshed my emails, and I think I had 250 missed, and then narrowed it down to those that weren't spam or just LinkedIn stuff. And there's about 20 that needed action.
And
they were sorted within a day and back up and running. So.
Yeah.
Work-life balance, pretty good, man.
Good.
Tick, tick.
Good, good.
Yeah. I saw a pal when I was away who he'd had an injury on his motorbike on a track. He does a bit of, like, scramble motorbiking, is that what it's called? And he'd had a really rare injury. Well, he'd broken his leg. He'd fallen off, broken his leg, which is, okay, fine. And then he had what was called a fat embolism. You ever heard of that?
No.
So the leg broke and the marrow, is it, in your bone, got into his bloodstream.
Right.
Apparently this is like one in a million things doctors. And it was really quite scary, actually, from his fiance or his missus that we heard from at the time. Basically, 24 hours later, he couldn't remember a thing about, well, initially the incident and then his daughter's name and that kind of thing. And it was touch and go for a while. But I went to see him and he's all better now, apart from his legs healing still.
Yeah.
But yeah, flipping heck, man.
Once things get into your bloodstream, it's a bit like if your bones start to break down for a variety of reasons, could be cancer, whatever, and you get calcium in your blood.
Right.
And then the calcium gets into your brain, then people start to go a wee bit bonkers. And it once things get into your bloodstream like that, it really does affect your system hugely.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories about this, obviously, with the bacteria all over our body to do different jobs.
Mm.
And if a bacteria cells from one spot gets to another bit, say in an accident or some, it can be like game over completely because bacteria is not meant to be.
Yep. But that's things like MRSA. Right. Like we all got MRSA, but it's in the right places. When it gets in the wrong places is when it starts to become a problem.
Fascinating. Yeah. Wow. But he's okay. Yeah. He's cool.
Yeah.
I got to explore Dundee for a couple of hours as well, which is a nice part of the world.
Yeah.
Right, we'll crack on. We'll chat for 6 minutes about not much there. Let's chat for 20 minutes about
I've got to say this now because you said it. Did you know that the Dundonian accent is supposed to be the most calming in the UK?
Wow. Well, for a start, I didn't know it was Dundonian, but that makes sense. And that's a lovely word. But no, I didn't actually.
Yeah, because things like Tesco's have their complaints department based there because the accent calms.
Well, my pal and his missus work for BT and they started on the phones in Dundee. Mm. Maybe that's why the call centre is up there.
Mm.
We were having a chat about accents a lot when we were away because Northumberland, the accent in Northumberland is just a gorgeous, soft, Geordie accent. And it's just lovely and just sounds so friendly.
Yeah.
And then you go to Edinburgh, Dundee, and it's kind of the similar kind of softer. Yeah. I don't want to have a pop at anyone in particular, but a real harsh Scouse accent isn't particularly pleasant. Yeah. And I think it's the same in parts of Glasgow, a real hard Glaswegian accent.
I had a funny thing in the Middle East because working with this massive group of people from 85 different countries, one of the things that they said to me was they really like it when I run the seminars and things because they can understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Whereas there's lots of people there from Ireland or different parts of the UK and they can't understand the accent. And the joke is, because, you know, the issue about I used to speak with a very East End accent. And I deliberately changed it because people never took me seriously. And I used to listen to the radio. So people, when they listen to this voice, it's a BBC voice that I learned. I taught myself when I was a kid.
Yep.
But
when you go back to East End, it kind of
slides back. But the thing is that the reason that all those nationalities could understand what I was saying is because they've heard BBC English.
Mm.
That's the English that they understand. Whereas if you accent, there's a woman from Bury, I think she was, from Bury.
Bury.
And she was having real problems because she'd say something and they'd go, pardon? What?
Yeah. Well, the chap in the caravan next to us on the field, he's from Newcastle and we had a chat with him going out one day and wound down the car window and he was there and he was heading off, so we said, oh, I'll see you later, Ed, how are you, man? It's been really good to see him. Yeah, how are you? Right, we're getting back home down to him. And he said this whole thing, and I was like, yeah, see you later, man. Shook his hand, carried on, and Bethan and the kids in the back just hadn't got a word of it. And I'd got bits and bobs, and I was trying hard to keep up, but it's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't think he's got... I don't think, like, a career in a call centre is for him, probably. Come on, we'll crack on.
Yep.
I sent myself a link when I was away, actually. Financial Times, FT.com, which I'll put in the show notes. All to do with online vulnerability, really, and it's got piqued my interest. There's this London-based company called The Spinner, or a website, The Spinner. I don't actually know if it's still online or it's been taken down yet. But basically, for £29 or dollars, you can infiltrate someone's mind. And how you do it is by sending them an email from your personal account or from the system that they set up. And it will install a cookie on their computer or on their device. And that cookie will then kind of subliminally show adverts to them as they go around the web. As happens to us now, so you might not know it. And you might not know what cookies are. But the tiny little computer files which track your progress around the internet. And I've got a good example. So these shoes I'm wearing right now, Sean, these are Vivo barefoot trainers.
Yeah, right.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Very comfortable. I love them. But for months, I was stalked around the internet by these shoes. because I must have at some point clicked on a link to look at them and considered purchasing some. And then they obviously, Google or whatever service they use, realised that I'd looked at it and maybe spent a certain amount of time looking at them. And then for months afterwards, wherever I went on, you know, financialtimes.com or not the BBC, obviously, but The Guardian, all websites that have advertising on the side or at the top. And I would see adverts everywhere for Vivo barefoot shoes. And then finally it came to Christmas and Secret Santa, and I had 80 quid to spend from a loved one. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to get some Vivo barefoot. So it worked in the end. But yeah, I mean, shoes are quite innocuous purchase, but some of the examples on the Spinner that you can do are pretty interesting as
well. They sound really weird.
As we'll come on to shortly, but that kind of vulnerability, is that positive, negative? Where do we start on this?
I think that you have to start off with the idea that we're all being influenced all the time. And I like this concept. This is a quote from something that I will use as my resource at the end. But it says that if you want to investigate how not to be influenced, you're actually being influenced by the person that's telling you how not to be influenced, if you see what I mean. It's like there's no way of avoiding being influenced. We influence each other by the tone of our voice, by what we wear, you know, how we act, what we do.
Yep.
And this one says, if you don't want to get influenced by anyone, then place yourself in a chair and stare at a wall. That'll do it.
Just make sure there's nothing on the wall, like anything to look at all.
But then you'd be thinking, oh, paint.
A light switch,
Plaster, bricks, But that's the point, is it's realising that we're influenced all the time. Mm-hmm. And the mindfulness bit is realising it and being aware of it. And then you can actually enjoy being sold to. It's like if you go into a car showroom, just look at a car, the guy pops up like a jack-in-the-box and then will do anything that he can to sell you the car.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it can be quite a fun experience if you can observe it for what it is and not get dragged off into it.
Yeah.
But just enjoy being kind of smooched off to.
Yeah, I guess the online world has, because, you know, I don't buy cars very often, but I'm familiar with the experience of going to a car showroom or forecourt and wanting to avoid the salespeople that are coming over, or same in, you know, an electronics store. You know, I'm that kind of, I'm that kind of person who I would go to places knowing already what I was interested in. I didn't want someone to kind of come and I'd done the research beforehand, and I would be a bit shy about someone coming because maybe I felt that I was vulnerable to being sold to, and that this person might convince me that I want that car instead of that one, or that telly instead of that one. So, like, don't even come near me, you know. Mm. But the online world has kind of given people a way out of that uncomfortable experience, I think.
Mm.
Yep. But it's been replaced by a different kind of vulnerability, hasn't it? We think we're in control, but maybe we're not as in control as we thought.
I'm very aware of the fact that if I go on to Google or Amazon and I look at something, that following on from that, that the amount of adverts or kind of nudges that are being introduced to me to push me in that way.
Yeah.
Some of them will be very open and say, we noticed that you searched online for, you know, that kind of thing. And so some adverts or nudges are direct, some are trying to be more subtle.
Yeah.
I use an app called Geek, which we were talking about earlier on. where you can buy stuff direct from Chinese factories at a minimal price. But what Geek do is that they will send you a completely random message about something you've never ever looked at that says the product that you've been looking at is now available for this price for the next 10 minutes or something, you know, 10 hours.
Yep.
And I guess that must work because they do it all the time. Because then an amount of people must then jump on and think, oh, what is this thing?
Yep.
Yeah, and when I looked at a couple of them, and they were things I hadn't even looked at. You know, they're just kind of throwing stuff out there. And like I said, it must work because they wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Yeah, I know there's a real science to email marketing. Mm. A-B split testing, I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, so, what's an A-B split test?
So A-B split test, which if anyone's used MailChimp or heard of it, it's what we use to send out our weekly emails. So, but an A-B split test creates two versions of the same email, but with maybe slightly different things, so maybe a different subject line.
Mm-hmm.
So say for a product, one might say, buy this new camera for your or CCTV system for your house. And the other one might say, are you afraid of someone breaking into your house? So it's slight variations.
Mm.
And the A-B split test will send a small sample of the email list, both of them. Well, like it will send five people one, five people the other. It will analyze which one worked best in terms of responses and clicks. And then it will send the rest of the people on the list the more effective version.
Right.
And so slowly but surely, you kind of learn which is the best route to market. It's fascinating stuff. I mean, it's a whole other... I do a little tiny bit of it with the work I do, but you could dedicate your whole career around AP.
So, you know, when they talk about... they say that the Russians influenced the American election. Is that how they did it? Is that what we're talking about, that kind of...
Yeah, okay, blimey. So, yeah, Cambridge Analytica and Brexit and Trump and all that infiltrating our minds. Partly, yeah. I mean, it was more kind of social media and what have you than email marketing. It's moved on a little bit.
But did they use the same kind of psychological techniques to work out what's the best message to put on social media to have the greatest...
Oh, yeah, massively. Yeah, you know, and that's where the Leave campaign has run aground in terms of illegal spending. I mean, if they hadn't done that, they'd be home and dry. But yeah, they spent masses, and it was right before, you know, in the days leading up to, you know, leading up to the election, they just flooded social media with bullshit, you know. But not always bullshit, to be fair. It was also, you know, preying on people's concerns about immigration. Mm. And I could see it, man, on Facebook and people liking things and sharing things and, like, tearing my hair out. You know, because there's like factual inaccuracies, but just going unchallenged, and it was just washing through. Mm. But yeah, I don't know, man. If you know, from our side, like, why weren't we using these tools? Or if we had won it by those methods, would that be okay? Maybe not. I don't know.
But on the basis that everybody's being influenced anyway.
Yeah, you just got to take your hat off and say, fair play, guys. Good job.
Yeah. But the idea that we sit back and we're all nice chaps and don't do anything just means that the other guys win, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be negative about it, but it's like the issue of the whole Brexit thing and whether we crash out or we don't and all that kind of stuff is still, every time you put a newspaper on, we're all influenced by the things that we read, or the things that we hear on the news, that will be nudging us in different directions. You know, so some people will have changed their attitude from being leavers to remainers or being remainers to leavers, you know, depending on what they've been influenced by.
Yeah, and one of the things that, specifically on like the Russian side of things, that those guys wanted to do was to create splits in society. So they're not necessarily interested in leave or remain. They just want big groups of people arguing with each other. And I think it was a couple of weeks ago, it was shown that there's been a lot of Russian influence with the anti-vaccine debate, which has popped up. A lot of people now saying that, thinking that it's not a good idea to get the kids vaccinated against certain issues, viruses, unless people are doing it because the science is being questioned. Same with climate change, I guess. And lo and behold, more people are getting measles and what have you at the moment. So I guess it's important, to, as a society, as a community, we need to be aware. I think we are, you know, we're waking up to these things because it's a steep learning curve. This is all new technology, isn't it?
We've had big measles outbreaks lately because of the work I do in the hospital. We have had things kicking up.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So we are all quite vulnerable to this stuff, aren't we? Mm. Is that where the awareness and the mindfulness comes in?
And I think it's the issue of just understanding that it's happening all the time, whether you're aware of it or not. And mindfulness is about becoming aware of it and other things. But I mean, it's having that increased awareness of what's going on, what other people are saying to you, why are they saying it? Because that's the thing for me always. And I'm not kind of an obsessive an analysis all the time, but it's like when people say things to me, there's a part of my mind that's thinking, what's the sound behind the words? You know, why are they saying that? What did they mean when they say that?
Yeah.
And if someone says to me, Sean, I really love you, I think you're wonderful, I'm thinking, why are you saying that? What does that actually mean? Mm-hmm. Why do you need to tell me that? You know, what's the end game?
Yeah. Well, you and me, we're used to being told how great we are. There's a couple of interesting... The website... What was it called? Sorry, The Spinner.
The Spinner.
So the types of things you can do for 30 quid to influence friends, family or colleagues are quite interesting. Basically, you can suggest anything to the guys that run the site. They've got some packages you can pick off the shelf, one of which is an Initiate Sex package, so you can send your partner or loved one, and it's mainly the male side that are choosing this. I didn't actually say what it would do specifically, but I'm assuming it would maybe advertise, I don't know, sexy underwear or that kind of thing.
But the thing that made me laugh when you were talking about it earlier on was that if a man decides to put something onto the system so that it influences his wife to be more sexually open and more up for it, as they'd say, that could well work, but it could work so well that she's up for it with the milkman and the postman.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, how do you specifically design that so it's aimed at you?
Some unintended consequences, to these actions, aren't there?
And I was thinking about that when you were talking about it and how that idea that we influence people, and you can't influence people specifically, you can kind of nudge them in a direction.
We talked about nudging last week or the week before. Yeah, it's all linked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Another package that you can choose is to, if you've got an employee or a work colleague maybe that is getting on your nerves a little bit or you don't think is, you know, pulling their weight, you can send them one of these packages, a cookie that will advertise new jobs to them. Like, is it time you look for a new career, or how's your CV looking? Honestly, yeah. So this.
Does that mean if you wanted to divorce your partner, you could get a package that would suggest to them they might like to go and do something else?
Yeah.
Well,
get creative, man. Have a think.
I think that this Spinner site, they're all going to become billionaires, I think.
They do say that the owner of the founders have, you know, they get plenty of requests that they deny in terms of like stuff that's sinister.
Yeah.
And right, super duper, I don't know, sexual stuff. But yeah, flip a neck, send someone a cookie. I mean, yeah, we could do it to all our email lists for the book, couldn't we? And who knows what? Maybe we already have.
Maybe we could get people to invest 10% of their income for the rest of their lives in supporting us.
Well, that's what the person does with a therapist, isn't it? Right? Yeah. But,
yeah,
well, everyone listening to this right now, you have the tools at your disposal to, like, protect yourself from these things, don't you?
But you do, but we have the digital tools, but the tools that we have to be aware of are the emotional ones, because that's the bit.
Well, that's what I meant, yeah.
But it's subliminal.
You can actually block cookies completely on your computer somewhere in your browser settings, but yeah, beyond that.
Every now and again I go and I wipe all my cookies off.
Right.
I just clean them all out. Mm. And what that means is that things like my bank, when I go on the site, they go, who are you?
Oh, not really.
So I have to reload the things that I want.
To remember all that stuff, all those passcodes and
yeah. But that's good because it just cleans everything out and just cuts everything off. So that anybody that has been tracking me that I haven't been aware of,
yeah.
they de-track.
You know, there is a life beyond, it's hard to see sometimes, beyond our computer screens and mobile phone screens. And it's, you know, like you say, we're getting influenced every time we set foot in the world. Mm. You know, we head out that front door. Mm. We're influenced by everything we do and see, aren't we?
Mm. Yeah. And mindfulness is being aware of being influenced and maybe approaching everything with this kind of beginner's mind idea, which is the mindfulness concept, so that you're looking at things as a new thing all the time rather than just becoming complacent to it. It becomes same old, same old.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually waking up to what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. We covered anything? Do you want to say anything else?
No, I'm good. And my thing simply is, you can't not be influenced by things. Just make sure that the things that you're being influenced by serve you well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
What's your resource?
My resource is a magazine, and it's called The Escapist Magazine, and it's full of all this kind of stuff about how can you escape from being influenced and things like that. So it's good to have a look at.
Okay. I won't mention the spinner directly as a resource because I haven't looked into it. And I don't even know if it's still online or it's been shut down yet. You know, I'll re-up the link, ft.com, and I want to mention as well, when we were away, we had one super rainy day when we were in Northumberland, and we went to cinema to see Incredibles 2.
All right.
And it's incredible.
Brilliant.
It's so good. Yeah.
Good.
Pixar, man. How do they keep doing it? Have they ever made a bad film? It must be the best... film studio like ever. Film after film.
Think about what you're doing now. What you're doing is you're saying something which may or may not be true.
Okay.
And everyone that's listening to this, are we all going to be thinking, oh, I really need to go out and see that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or thinking, that's a kid's movie, Ed, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. It's like there's a level of influence.
They're thinking about The Good Dinosaur, which admittedly isn't the best movie, but I still quite like it. I think it's decent. Spinner. Okay.
I'm searching.
Are you looking for the website? I think it's The Spinner.
The Spinner.
You've just got a load of fidget spinners there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check out The Incredibles 2. Livingthepresent.co.uk is our website. It's advert-free, I do believe, so you'll only be influenced by us.
Maybe you should put some adverts on.
Hopefully, hopefully we'll have some kind of impact. We do, and do get in touch as well if there's anything you would like us to discuss in the coming weeks and months ahead as we head downhill to autumn and beyond. It is actually technically autumn now, isn't it?
Like, yeah, we've passed over, haven't we? Then that sounds bad. We're still alive, but we've moved from summer.
We need to gear people up for the winter, man. Get them.
We're into autumn.
Plenty to look forward to. Is it online? Can you see?
I found it here.
Oh, right.
That's the sun.
Yeah, never click on a link for the sun, man. Jeez, this is Merseyside. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna quit now. Sean, you have a good week.
And you.
See you soon.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.